After the kind of start the Southwest judo team got off to on Thursday at the Saskatchewan Winter Games, it stood to reason they would be in for some impressive results. As it turns out, that was exactly the case. Competitors from Moose Jaw picked up 4 gold and 7 medals at the multi-sport event in Regina, boosting Southwest's gold total to 7 heading into the final 2 days of competition. The top showing for Southwest came in the U53 kilograms female division, as Kenzie Woods claimed the gold medal with a win over a very familiar face in Southwest teammate Nova Lee Newman. Woods went 3-0 in her round robin before defeating Nicole Gartner from Rivers West in her semifinal. Lee Newman, meanwhile, was 2-1 in her round robin and downed Prairie Central's Riley Hoosman to advance to the gold medal match. Felix Leonard also found himself having to battle teammates on his way to U40 kilograms male gold. Leonard went 3-0 in his round robin, finishing a win ahead of fellow Moose Javian Noah Pulvermacher. That sent Leonard to the semifinal, where he'd defeat Southwest's Blake Rempel to book his spot in the gold medal match. There, a win over Rivers West's Bartek Lisinski would give him the gold medal, with Rempel and Pulvermacher each picking up bronze. Hawkins Jacobson, fresh off his appearance in weightlifting in the first half of the games, also went undefeated on his way to U60 kilograms male gold. He won both round-robin matches before defeating Rivers West's Corson Race in the semifinal and Regina's Braxton Goble for gold. Emmett Lee Newman rounded out the judo gold medal haul with a win in the U45 kilograms male class. He took back-to-back victories over Regina's Logan Dahl in the best-of-three battle. A trio of Moose Jaw competitors saw action in the 53 kilograms plus division, with Josie Mawson finishing 5th, Callie Markle 6th and Alessia Dunn 7th. Former Moose Jaw Kosakin Judo Club black belt instructor Josh Weens, now a resident of Flin Flon, coached Team North and saw daughter Josie Weens post a 7th place finish. Rowan Gray added to Southwest's gold medal haul on Thursday, taking top spot in pre-novice male figure skating with a score of 33.77 points. Mitki Cridland came within a couple of points of winning a bronze medal, but ended up settling for 4th in the pre-novice female division after a 44.59 point skate. Brecken Swam, who competed in biathlon in the first half, was 15th at 29.67 points, while Rachel Ward finished 17th with 26.14 points. Team Southwest put up another lopsided win in male futsal, blowing out Rivers West 9-2 in their second round-robin game. Moose Jaw players once again figured heavily into the offense, with Cohen McDonald leading the way with a pair of goals, while Patrick Priodko and Samuel Mendez had single markers each. Southwest next faces fellow unbeaten Saskatoon in their first playoff matchup on Friday night, with the winner there advancing to the gold medal game Saturday morning. The Southwest wrestling team posted a 1-2 record in their round robin and would go on to finish in 5th place in the team dual competition. With a spot in the medal round on the line, Southwest dropped a 42-23 decision to Regina in their final round robin match Thursday. Evelyn Arrows, 75 kilograms female, Tegan Kivel, 43 kilograms male, Cruz Babich, 48 kilograms male, and Brady Ross, 80 kilograms male, all picked up wins. That sent Southwest into the consolation semifinal, where they'd have a much better result in a 48-10 win over Rivers West. Asa Tondevold, 51 kilograms female, Ariana Skiach, 56 kilograms female. Aurelia Arrows, 61 kilograms female, and Kingston Usher joined Evelyn Arrows, Kivel, Babich and Ross in winning their matches. From there, the Moose Jaw Kinsmen Wrestling Club crew moved into the 5th-6th place match, and they'd take another commanding win, this time 48-14 over Southeast. Skiach, Arrows, Kivel, Babich, Ross and Usher were the winning Southwest wrestlers from Moose Jaw. The action now switches over the individual competition, running throughout the day Saturday. Visit www.saskgames.ca/winter for up-to-date results.